The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. All right, welcome to this, the next podcast in the Business Management series. This podcast, we're going to continue looking at the key management roles of planning, organizing, leading, and controlling, commonly referred to as PULC. Today's focus is organizing. Organizing is referred to as the process of defining the relationship between staff and tasks so that all the resources of an organization are working towards its objectives. So, under our first key management role of planning, we said that the various levels of management are involved in planning the objectives of the organization and the strategies to achieve those objectives of the organization. Organizing is all about making sure that we can reach those objectives outlined in the planning stage by managing the resources available in the organization. So organizing is structuring of an organization's human, physical, and financial resources to get the results at once. So when we're talking about human, we're talking about the people power within the organization, the employees. The physical resources, such as the machinery, the plant, or the offices available, and the financial resources. How do we manage, how do we structure the monetary resources so that we can get the results at once and meet the objectives that were outlined under the planning stage of the key management roles. So in other words, organizing is the process of coordinating and managing the available resources into set processes and procedures so as to achieve the organization's objectives. So once the planning has occurred, okay, we've gone through the planning stage, the resources need to be allocated and the tasks delegated so to achieve the necessary objectives of the organization. Resources will be organized into particular groupings that will help facilitate and complete the organizational's objectives outlined from the planning stage. Therefore, the most important part of the organizing role is making sure that the available resources exist when they are needed, as they are needed by the management. So that is the management's role under organizing. So this may include making sure that there are adequate numbers of motivated and skilled staff or employees to ensure that the objectives of the organization are being met, or simply that there are enough raw materials available to produce the product as required by the objectives of the organization, or simply ensuring that the time management, that there is enough time available for the tasks to be completed to meet the objectives of the organization. So if any of you have a job, think about how organizing is affecting you. If you work in a retail environment, such as at a supermarket or a department store, think about at Christmas time, think how much busier the store is, so therefore you have more staff available to meet the demands of the customers. So this is all part of the organizing stage. Or if you work in a fast food outlet, think about how perhaps on a Saturday, it's probably one of your busiest days, especially on a Saturday night, you got to make sure that you have enough raw materials, enough ingredients to produce the product that the customers require. So this is what we're talking about here in the organizing stage. One of the most important aspects of organizing is prioritizing. There's many things that need to be done in an organization, but tasks need to be distinguished according to their importance. The more important the task, the higher the priority is. So under the organizing role, we need to make sure that we prioritize and make sure that we give priority to the most important tasks at hand. So how managers can organize tasks and resources, there are a number of different ways. The main way that organizations and managers can organize the tasks and resources is through the organizational chart. So using the different management structures and the organizational structures and charts available to best suit the objectives and the strategy of the organization. So think back when we're looking at the management structures, such as functional, divisional, matrix, and networks structures, think about how that can assist in the organization of a large scale organization. So it can, and how that divides the resources available in the organization. Managers can also organize tasks and resources through scheduling meetings, grouping people, maintaining or changing the physical environment. So the actual offices or the factory that exists can be changed to improve the organization. Strict timelines and performance criteria are also ways that organizing can be undertaken. In summary, organizing covers areas of management such as establishing the structure of an organization, determining what is needed by the organization, such as resources, making sure that the staff are established in a productive working environment, ensuring that the staff understand their responsibilities and delegating authority to their staff to carry out those responsibilities. Communication is key to organizing, actually, and communication is key to all of the key management roles. And also making sure that there is the correct accumulation and arrangement of plant, machinery, and equipment so that the strategies and the objectives of the organization can be met. That concludes our look at organizing as a key management role. We're going to continue looking at Polk, moving into leading in our next podcast. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.